pretty happy with the growth in your secondary. It seems like you guys did a really nice job in Miami from getting over the top on.
Yeah, I think those guys have, you know, we've obviously had some different people back there, but I mean, I think they've all, you know, done a good job of improving, you know, every day, every week. And you know, that's kind of the key to this whole drill is that, you know, as this thing goes along, you're getting a little bit better. And so I thought they did a nice job at Miami. You know, obviously a guy like Wallace has great speed and, you know, can affect the defense quickly. And they did a good job with him.
Specifically, what do you think of Ron Parker playing a lot of one high?
Well, I think Ron's done a good job. You know, we actually started playing him in safety the week before the first game, and of course we got hurt. Coop got hurt there, so we had to shift him back out there and started training him more and more. And you know, he still has to be a corner too, so he's got to kind of wear both hats. But I think he's done a good job, and I think for a guy like Ron, the things that he needs to improve on can only happen with being back there, you know, and seeing him time after time, whether it's entering a tackle, breaking on the ball, you know, anticipating by a formation what's going to happen. All those things come with just repetition, and if he keeps working and, you know, he's going to, you know, I think he's going to be an improved player and a player that helps us win.
Have you ever seen one team have this many Achilles injuries?
I'm not a historian on injuries, but I can't think of any that I've been on. Yeah, it's different.
What do you talk it up to, man? Like, how do you guys approach that?
I don't, you know, they always say, you know, two things you can't worry about is the weather and injury, so, because you can't control them. So I think that's, you know, I really don't have a strong opinion. I have no facts or, you know, it's one of those things, you know.
This is a better question for Coach Reed, but we don't get it today. I mean, when you see this many, do you guys think about evaluating what you do in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, that's in somebody else's wheelhouse, you know, for me. I mean, I got my own set of issues here coming up. He's got a 12 on his jersey.
Yeah, exactly. In the last however many years, you've spent a lot of time looking at tape of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a break last year, which I'm sure you enjoyed not having to see him, but is there much difference in the Tom Brady you tried to get linebackers ready for 10 years ago as to now?
No, he's one of those, I think, you know, one of the real elite players at his position, really elite players in the whole league. And again, he's a guy that has, you know, Hall of Fame talent, you know, and, you know, that free agent work ethic. He's always prepared. He understands what's happening. He understands the opponent very well. He knows the players on the teams, the opponent, is very well. He studies hard that way. So, he's one of those guys that is going to be drilled down really well. You know, you're not going to fool him a lot, you know, because he's seen about everything that happens in life and over the 15 years he's been there. And he's a really, really good football player, very accurate as a quarterback, tough-minded, has been, you know, outstanding in his career in the two-minute drills. You know, I mean, that's kind of been one of his real attributes, I think, you know. And, you know, you can see from the games, everyone you watch, this is a highly competitive guy. I mean, and that transcends, that goes through the whole offense, through the whole team, I think, you know. And that's when your guys like that, I mean, people rally around it.
How important is it going to be to shut down the connection he's had with Rob Gronkowski so far this season?
Well, I mean, obviously you're dealing with a really good football player. Gronkowski's got, you know, he's got an unusual size, you know, I mean, huge hands, you know, he can grab about anything that goes up in the air, and he's a big body guy that runs. So physically, it's hard, you know, when you're playing a quarterback that's as accurate as him and a guy like Gronkowski, because they know how to use leverage, and then when they use leverage, it's just hard to get around this guy. I mean, it's a challenge, you know. You got to do a really good job on him, and, you know, change up things on him, but you got to be as close as you can to him, and, you know, he's going to catch some passes because there's really nothing you can do on some of them, and you just got to get his rear down as quick as you can, you know, and that's not easy either. You know, so but he's a great challenge for any defense, and our guys understand that, and everybody involved in covering him realize that. And sometimes that isn't man to man; that's zones and whatever. You got to do a really good job on this guy.
You guys don't want to underestimate anybody on the offensive line, but licking your chops a little bit, I mean, Tom Brady's not the most mobile guy, and their offensive line has had some issues this season.
Well, I don't think when you're playing the Bradys and Mannings, you know, they take care of so much of it themselves, you know. They understand, they got this clock that goes right here, and, you know, they usually do a pretty good job of that. So I think you go into the game and you got to play your game no matter what happens in there. And obviously anytime we're dealing with that kind of quarterback, if we can affect him, you know, just we want to affect him where he just can't sit back there, that's to our advantage, obviously. Mm-hmm.
What is it that you guys are doing differently that's allowing you guys to get that done?
Well, I mean, we've worked hard on it. You know, some of it is you know, what Emmett and Al have done outside. They've done a good job with the techniques of the corners. That's part of it. Part of it is how safeties enter plays, you know. And there's completions, you know, that sometimes aren't of great length. They end up being big plays because you don't enter a tackle right, you miss a tackle. I think we've done a better job of that in space, you know, than we did maybe a year ago sometimes. But I think it's honestly, it's kind of a combination of those things. And the players understand, we're trying to, you know, everybody has a tendency when they take their shots, who's the shot to, all those things. So the more you understand that, the better you can perform out there as an individual. And that's where, you know, we had some young guys last year, you know, and they have grown and they got better in that regards. And it's a challenge every week because, you know, the way we play, people still are going to take their shots down the field. And you got to know how to battle those things. And if they hit one, you know, the big thing is you just can't go in that shell. You know, you got to, as hard as it is to do, you got to shake that baby off and go right back at it.
That psychological factor. Brady's the kind of guy that if you make a mistake, he's going to find it immediately and take advantage of it. You can tell your players that, but you know they're not going to be 100%.
Yeah.
You just tell them, don't worry, just play fast.
Well, the whole thing is, if you just look at the history of a guy like Tom Brady, I mean, what he's done, he's going to make some plays now. I mean, you know, it's going to happen, you know, that he's not going to go to Canton because he can't, and I think he's going to Canton. And so you really have to do what you're saying. You got to accept the fact that, hey, occasionally they might make a play, but, hey, you got to have that same kind of attitude that, okay, got me this time, but I'm going to be right back here next time, you know, and if you think you're backing me off, no, it ain't happening, you know, and that's the only way you can play defense. I don't care what style of defense you're playing. You have to have that kind of feeling because, you know, these guys are good. You know, they make plays, and you just got to make one more than they do.
Fewer big plays this year than last year, but also fewer turnovers. How do you get back to creating some of those opportunities?
Well, I think you just turnovers. And we've talked to our players about turnovers. You have to keep doing all the things that allow you to get those, and that's play fast, play hard, play physical. And like we always say, numbers favor us. The more people we have around the ball, whether it's thrown or carried or whatever, the better chance we have if the ball comes loose, whether it's tipped, fumbled, you know, catch and run, fumbled, whatever happens. And that's really what you have to do, you know. We had a couple shots in Miami where we got to catch the ball. And I just – most of the time when you're studying yourself and you're trying to, hey, how are we going to get more turnovers, if you take advantage of your opportunities, it usually works out pretty good. You know, like I used last year example, we didn't have that many cause fumbles, but I think we led the league in recovering fumbles, you know, and that's what it comes down to. You know, you just, when that opportunity comes, you have to take advantage of it. And the best way to do that, like we keep preaching, is, hey, be around the football. Good things are going to happen if you're around the football.
Bob, how important is it to hit and hurry a quarterback so that you can get him off the spot and rush as you can?
Well, I think it's critical. You know, like we say, you don't want him to be out here in 7-on-7, you know, where he's just, you know, completely in rhythm, comfortable, vision's good, everything's there, and go. And you know, like I say, you know, Tom Brady's seen every coverage. You guys could draw up a couple. And if they'd work, we'd take them too. But, I mean, he's seen these coverages. You know, we're not going to stun him with a new coverage concept or something. So we got to play the coverage really well and understand, you know, where your help is, and if you're the guy that's got the tough job, okay, I got to live with that in this coverage and understand that. If he finds the place that's the easiest to hit, he finds it, you know, then you just got to move on and change it up and don't give him the same thing all the time. But you definitely want to affect the quarterback. You want him not to be sitting there, boom, and go. Now, if he wants to throw it fast as he can, probably nothing we can do about that. But that doesn't always kill you.